Welcome back to Word on the Hills with me, Chris Cameron, my co-host, Felicity Sidnell Reed, and our guest this week, novelist Anne Marshall. Welcome back, Anne.
Great to be back.
And there's a large cast of characters in Reckless. Where did they all come from? Please, can you introduce us to some of your main characters? And did you base them on people you knew? That's the question novelists always get asked.
Yes, everyone wants to know if they're in the book or if this is my life. And no, it isn't. It's interesting people I've met over the years. It's people I've made up in my mind. It's people I wish I could be. And I wanted to have more characters than less because all of us have large networks. And I think each one of them bring out something different in us. So I wanted people to pick a character and wait for that character to develop. I also wanted to be sure I had enough people to carry on because I found myself loving my characters. So I wanted to be able to write a second book and maybe a third and let all of the characters develop. And it's interesting that people ask you about a smaller character and say, what's going to happen with them?
That is the most interesting, isn't it? And it's tempting to take one of them and expand them for the next edition.
That's right.
Did you find, when you were creating your characters, that you took pieces of a lot of other people that you perhaps knew? And I know that when friends say, well, is that me in your book? It's not really, as we know, but do you form your characters out of other real characters in pieces, or are they completely in your head?
Most of them were in my head, but I have to say when someone tells me that they identified with the character and I see them or they say, here's my story, and so how did you know that was me? It makes me feel great that my imagination was working that day, but also I must have been in some way. I think I must have known these people at some point, and I must have wanted to write something about them.
I always think that development of a character is one of the most enjoyable things about being a writer, and the idea that you can almost hardly wait to get back to them because you want to see what's going to happen to them. I love that part. So what did you enjoy most about writing your book and planning it?
Wow. I enjoyed hearing a song that made me think, whoa, my characters would like that. Yeah, that could happen to my character. Let's do that. And I think the thing I enjoyed the most was someone telling me you can only have so many pages in a book. When someone told me that there were formulas for books, that you had to follow a formula and you only could have so many pages, I thought, no, I don't want to write a formula book. And I want to write until I feel like I can let it go. But then I found myself liking and loving my characters so much, I wanted them to do more. So I just kept going.
Yes, I think that's one of the things, isn't it? In the beginning, you think, how am I ever going to write that many words? And by the time you get to that many words, you've got so much more to say that it's difficult to let go of them. I agree with that. Did you find it a learning process at all, or a learning experience writing the book? Did you come out of it wiser than you went in?
I like to think I am wiser. What I did find was that things that were very amusing to me didn't make sense to other people. As I would say to someone, could you read a chapter and just tell me what you think? And they would come back and say, this was so funny. I could so relate to this. And I thought, well, I didn't write that as a funny part. But good to know. And I also found that people read them and saw themselves in the characters. So I needed to make sure that there was room for the character and that it wasn't so defined that you couldn't identify with them.
Let's talk about publishing a bit. Every writer wants to get published, has been published, hasn't been published. What about your experiences publishing?
That's the worst part of writing the book or thinking about it, is trying to find a publisher. And so many people are not taking new authors. So I ended up going to a U.S. publisher. And it's an expensive venue. It's not something that I might recommend. But, you know, you have visions in movies of people saying, oh, here, we'll give you an advance on your book. That doesn't happen. It did not happen to me. And I wrote the book knowing that I was going to have to put out quite a bit of cash to get it published. However, knowing that it went on Amazon the day after and that it was on Goodreads and people were downloading it for e-reads, I thought maybe the money was worth it because I probably wouldn't have had the experience or the time to do it myself. And it's doing well on Amazon, so I think it was maybe worth the spend. But I didn't write the book so that this could be my next job.
No, well, that's probably just as well. It was a wonderful experience, though. That sounds like, I mean, it is a lot of work, yes, but ultimately people are reading your book, which is what we want, isn't it? So have you got anything else in the works? Is there a new novel?
I do. I started the day after it was published. The publisher said, where's number two? You know, we should tell people that there's going to be another one. And so More or Less Reckless is about half done now. And it does develop the secondary characters.
Oh, that's great. We must have you back to talk about it when it comes out. Meanwhile, could you read us another excerpt from Reckless?
Okay. I wanted to give you a feel for Maddie, my main character. And I thought this might help. So hopefully it doesn't offend anyone who's Catholic, because she's in Italy visiting a church. Maddie walked into the old stone church looking for Father Dominic. She was directed to the confessional. She opened the door, knelt by the screen, and waited, rubbing the dust off the grillwork. The grate moved, and a tired voice spoke in Italian. Maddie leaned forward, whispering, "Hi, Father, I'm Maddie. We're visiting the Countess, and I need your help. She adores you. I don't think I have any sins to confess." "Does anyone in this wonderful village sin? I mean, it doesn't seem like a place a sinner would live." "You must be so bored. What's the worst thing you've heard? Should we lock the car doors? Am I supposed to call you Padre?" "Do you wish to confess?" the voice asked in clipped English. "Sorry, not really. I just want to talk to you. Well, actually, it's imperative that I speak with you. It's very dusty in here. You might want to air the space out." She ran her finger across the wooden grate. "Make an appointment after the Mass. This is the time for confession." Maddie pushed the door open and peered out. "There's not a soul waiting. But, okay, where can I meet you?" "After the Mass." "Oh, will that be a long Mass or a short Mass?" No response was forthcoming, but she heard a sigh. "Did you want to give me any prayers or something to say?" "Recite a Hail Mary for your impertinence." "Father, could you help me out here? I haven't said a Hail Mary for a long time." "No problem with the Lord's Prayer, but I admit I am rusty on the Hail Mary. Perhaps you could Google it."
Thank you so much. That's great. That does make me want to read more. Many thanks to Anne Marshall today for coming in and telling us about her novel, Reckless. And Anne, where can listeners buy your book? You've already said Amazon and things.
Yes, but locally at Elmhurst Resort, we sell them in the gift store. And I am waiting for chapters to bring them in.
Excellent. Fantastic. Thanks again for coming in.
Thank you for having me.
To connect with us, please send your comments, queries, or suggestions for who we might interview in future programs to us at our website, wordonthehills.com, where all these programs are archived and available to listeners at any time. We'd love to hear from you. Thanks for tuning in. We hope you'll join us for another program next week on Northumberland 89.7, Truly Local Radio.